Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods. Welcome to the show. First time hearing from them. I like that. CD's called Fine Bloom. Group's called Free the Honey. And that was Take Me Home. Welcome to Out of the Woods, 3 hours of mostly acoustic music coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad you could tune in. We have a lot of great new music for you this week on the show, so please stick around if you can. Back to a full lineup of stuff. We don't have live music this week like we did last, so we can just kick back and enjoy all this new stuff. This next one I have for you is brand new from David Wax Museum. We haven't heard from him in a while. New CD's called Guest House. A lot of the tracks on here don't really suit this show, but this track certainly does. This is a nice one here for you. This is called Time Will Not Track Us Down. David Wax Museum on Out of the Woods.
Is haunting you, my love. I see what is haunting you. Please don't. All this time I lived inside a memory, daylight creeping in through a crack in the weathered scene,
severing the ties and trembling, losing all the voices in the wind. And I long to hear the melody that one time played inside my mind, and to love another helplessly, so breathing feels like putting out a fire.
Maggie said, dig one more shallow grave before I'm dead. And Maggie said, I'm just looking for a place that I can lay my weary head. There's no perfect end, just time to leave. Oh, Maggie said, they rake the table at the game of love. Maggie said, it's just stupid luck if you rise above everybody sinking in debt. Win or lose, my friend, it's so hard to leave. Holding back, what did I get for all of that? What did it count for? Maggie said, it's so hard to find the golden fleece to spin my golden thread. And Maggie said, you're preaching to the choir, girl, now you're not sticking out your neck. There's no risk in there, darling. Nothing.
Going back to their 2010 CD, Shade of the Trees, that was Avalon. We were from Natalie Merchant in there as well, from her self-titled one that she put out last year, and Maggie Said. Brand new in there, well, more or less, from the Milk Carton Kids, came out sort of back in the spring. Monterey is the title of the CD, and we heard Secrets of the Stars. And starting off that great set of bell tone guitar playing, we heard from David Wax Museum from the brand new CD Guest House, and Time Will Not Track Us Down. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkert. We're going to play a track for you right now from Mr. Gerf Morlix, from his CD Gerf Morlix Finds the Present Tense. Here's Empty Cup on Out of the Woods.
If I can mean anything, anything to you, I would thread myself through the eye of your needle. I would open my veins, bleed into your empty cup. I can mean anything, anything to you. If I could understand who you want me to be, I'd wear that mask till I ran out of time. But I'm a simple man, I can't decipher your clues. All I know, I can't live without you. Waking at the foot of your winding stairs, aching for a glimpse what goes on up there. Mistaken, well yeah, I might be thinking one day you'd come to see. If I could mean anything, anything to you, I would thread myself through the eye of your needle. I would open my veins and bleed into your empty cup. If I could mean anything, anything to you.
Stranger at the well,
if she's been where we've been. She's waiting on a driver, but she smiles when she turns around. And I spent my restless youth in Chinatown. Serve me, to bring me what's mine. Take all my money, dress up so fine. She's waiting on a driver, but she smiles when she turns around. And I wanna have that restless youth Chinatown. Yes, I want to spend my restless youth in Chinatown. Yes, I want to lose my restless blues.
Department of Corrections, Joliet, Illinois. They're here to see the clown die for killing all those boys. He calls himself the 34th victim. He's been here for 14 years in his 6 by 9 foot cell. He listens to the jeers. Kill the clown. This executioner kills with needles. They say it's more humane. No one to flip the switch, be the hangman. It's the modern way. First drug knocks him out. The next drug takes his breath. The last one stops his heart, culminates in death. Kill the clown. Just under 5 brief minutes, the final deed is done. But the clown's tubes got all clocked up and took him 21. When he started grunting, they pulled the curtain closed. What happened after that? The devil only knows. Kill the clown. So the cycle of killing continues. Kill the killers and don't ask why. They say it'll make things better. It's just another eye for an eye. The lynch mob gets their vengeance. They make it look real clean. Politicians get their votes, and I just hear the screams. Kill the clown.
go again, getting sucked in by melodic similarities. Yeah, you might have noticed the similarity between that one and the song before that with the guitar lines. Yeah, Jim Gaudette there in one of my favorite songs that he's done from his CD, Give Up the Ghost, from many years ago now, and Kill the Clown, a song all about the death sentence of John Wayne Gacy, who, as some of you may know, used to dress up as a clown for the kids and whatnot. But yeah, gruesome stuff there. His name was in the news again this week. I guess there was a plea put out there for DNA samples from people who are missing loved ones and whatnot, and are hoping to identify some of Gacy's victims. But in an unrelated sort of way, they did identify another young man out in California from DNA that was sent to them for, you know, the whole Gacy thing. But yeah, great stuff there. Identifying the victims of all sorts of people who've turned up missing over the years, thanks to DNA technology and whatnot. We heard from Peter Spencer just prior to that from his CD 1896. And Restless Youth in Chinatown. And started you off there, Gurf Morlicks from the CD Gurf Morlicks Finds the Present Tense, An Empty Cup. All right, well, we got to take our first break here. We'll be right back after this.